This is On Target with Penny Wolfgang, a program that takes an inside look at what is happening in Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Penny Wolfgang.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to On Target, and thank you so much for joining us today. I'm your host, Penny Wolfgang, and we're here every week to talk about subjects we think are interesting and important and topical and, most important, relevant to all of us who live here in the Western New York community. So I recently had an opportunity to actually, I don't know if I read something or talked to the people. Oh, I know. I was at the Spree. Best of Western New York everything, and there was a table there, and there was a young gentleman, and he was passing out information about this great group, Big Brothers and Big Sisters, and a certain project that they're interested in, which we'll talk about. I don't know what I did with the brochure, but we'll find it and we'll talk about that. But in the meanwhile, I said, that is a great subject, that is a great, very important community group that we have to let our listeners know about, and it's been a long time since we talked about it and since we informed you about the good work of Big Brothers and Big Sisters. And it's so important now, more important than ever, with all that's going on in our community in so many ways, that we have this organization and the services that they provide. So we're going to tell you all about it today. And in the studio with us, I'm going to introduce you to Emily Mahoney. Hi, Emily.
Hi.
And Emily is currently the COO for Big Brothers and Big Sisters of, and we're going to talk about this part too, it's not only Erie, but it's Niagara and the Southern Tier that they cover. And also with us is, you're going to introduce yourself to us and we're going to find out. We're actually excited to be talking to what would we call you, a little sister? What do they call you?
A big sister.
A big sister.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Tell us your name and tell us what you have to do with Big Brothers and Big Sisters.
Hi, my name is Summer McWilson, and I am what you call a big sister. So basically, I am a mentor advocate, and I have a little sister who I take out into the community, and we set goals, and we go on outings, which can be anything from helping her find employment if she's old enough to get a job, or taking her to Delaware Park just to walk around.
Oh, that's so exciting. Well, we're gonna talk a little bit more about what you do as a big sister. But first, we have to ask Emily to explain, what's the mission of, in case people are not familiar with it, what is the mission of Big Brothers and Big Sisters?
So at Big Brothers Big Sisters, our mission is to create one-to-one mentoring relationships that ignite the power and promise of youth. So in Buffalo and our total footprint, so Erie, Niagara on the Southern Tier, Cattaraugus County, we're on par, or we're estimated to serve almost 500 children this year. And so we get volunteers that are looking to influence the life of a child and sort of help add support, just like Summer. Then we match them with children who are brought to the program by their parent or guardian, and usually it's a child that the guardian's determined needs a little extra support in their life, right? So just someone else in their corner, to Summer's point, that might help them, look and experience new opportunities. They may help them with school, or, just expose them to new ways to approach their life in general. And
well, the first thing we want to talk about is, how long has there been a big, I think I've heard of it my whole life, but how long has it been in existence?
So our local organization started in the early 70s, but Big Brothers Big Sisters at the national level actually started in 1901. So we've been around for a very, very long time.
That's what I was getting at. I think it's one of the oldest non-for-profit organizations that in the country. So you're explaining, and I'm explaining, that they're all over. You could go to Mississippi, California, whatever, and there would be a Big Sisters, Big Brothers organization, right?
Absolutely. So in all 50 states, there's at least one affiliate.
I don't know why I picked those states. It just gives. I mean, ordinarily, I would say, I could think of California, but I don't know where I came up with Mississippi. I must have. But I was thinking that they have them in the South, too, I guess, is what I was getting at, that they're all over. And do you know anything about, was the mission the same from the 1900s until now?
Actually, yes. So it was a similar mission, but originally they started working with children that were involved in the juvenile justice system. And so to this day, we do have some littles that have some involvement in the juvenile justice system, but we also have kids of all ages and sort of all different backgrounds that are coming to our program looking for a mentor.
Now, how do people, you mentioned, I think, from step one, how would somebody come to be mentored? We'll talk about those sides. How does somebody come that needs help? Does a parent bring them? Do this? What are the different ways? You mentioned one already. The courts might have something to do with it.
Absolutely. But actually, the majority of our children are brought to us, I would say, from people in the schools that refer them, that, you know, maybe a counselor, a teacher. But ultimately, their parent guardian has to want to be involved in the program, right? So when they come or call us to get a mentor, we get to know the family and the child and see what they could use and how they could benefit from having a mentor in their life. And that information is also used to find them the right person to work with, right? So when a volunteer comes in, we want to make sure that they have a volunteer with similar interests, maybe some shared life experiences that really can connect with that child as well as that parent guardian so that it's a successful relationship.
What about ages? From what age to what age?
We have in our community-based mentoring program, we have children as young as 6 years old, and we follow them through high school graduation. So there's a wide range of kids, and that is part of the process when you raise your hand to become a volunteer. We talk about the age child that you might be more comfortable working with as well.
I'm just sticking. We're going to do one side and the other. We're going to talk first about how you get the kids, and then we'll talk about the volunteers. We'll do it that way. So you mentioned that they might be sent by the courts for mentoring, right? They also might just, like we're going to give a number, people might just... Teachers, for example, they might, right?
Correct. Yeah, teachers, counselors, you know, people that are working with children that are trying to develop sort of a community of care and a network to support them, build the village around the child.
Okay, and maybe the parents, a parent themselves might think, oh, I wish I had somebody else to help me, you know, with the different issues that my child has.
Absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that is actually happening quite often with our program. We mm-hmm. have quite a good reputation with our parents and families, and so often we hear, hey, you know, my neighbor has a big sister, or when I was younger, you know, my cousin had a big sister, and I want to get my child involved as well.
Well, my daughter's too old. Otherwise, I hope she's not listening anyway. She's away, but I'm thinking to myself, she always wished she had like a sister or a sibling, you know. Yeah. But she's way too old now.
She could be a big sister.
she might be a mentor though. All right. So then, you said about trying to match the person. Let's talk about, it says boys and girls. I bet you, was this just one or the other originally, or was it always for boys and girls, both?
That is a great question. So it actually started specifically for boys in New York City, our national office, but then there was other work being done with females at the same time, and that's how Big Brothers Big Sisters came to be.
All right. So I'm going to guess that it would be better for, and it works better for, a girl to have a woman mentor, and you know, I mean, they would have more in common, and so I assume it works that way.
Yes, for the most part, that is part of the conversation. So our little brothers are matched with big brothers, and then and they do have an option though to have a big sister, little boys, if they would like. You know, sometimes there is a missing female sort of caregiver role that a little boy would benefit from that. But you are correct that mostly it's big brothers and little brothers and big sisters and little sisters.
Now, I just learned September is Big Brothers and Big Sisters Month. How do you like that? I didn't even know that when we decided to do this program. I'm so excited. So we can play this. We can play this every week. Yeah, in September.
Oh, we would love that.
We're so excited. So what does it mean? What are you trying to do? Just what we're doing here, probably.
Right.
Get people aware of, in September?
Correct. Yeah. So it's the second annual Big Brothers, Big Sisters Month. So we're trying to raise awareness of our program, encourage people that might be interested in learning more about being a mentor to engage and learn more, and then also raise funds to support the wonderful mission that we have in the community.
And now we're going to get to talk to Summer a little about how did you get involved with the program?
So how I got involved in the program is that I actually found out about it through someone I worked with who was trying to get his son into the program, but there was a wait list. And then I was like, well, I think that is something I would want to do because I've always liked working with kids. Every job I've had has been with kids. So I decided to apply. I went online, biggertogether.org, filled out the little application, and went from there.
And then what? Do you have to be interviewed, and do you have to be trained? Is there some kind of a training or classes that you give to the mentors?
Yes. So there is an interview, background checks, and there is training online that you have to complete before you're able to be matched with the little.
What do you do to train? What's the training course like?
So it covers a wide range of things, and Summer, you can feel free to add anything. But it first starts with what our expectations are of a big and the different program models that you can get involved with. And then it talks a little bit about youth development, cultural sensitivity, and just really getting someone the baseline level of sort of how to approach the mentoring relationship. What is unique about our program model to some other mentoring programs is throughout the time you're involved in the mentoring program, you also have a case manager that is a paid staff member that helps provide ongoing training and support as you and your little get to know each other and grow, and maybe there's some different conversations that come up that we can connect you to additional training and or just support to navigate supporting your little to their best potential.
That's very important, I guess, because obviously the issues, they might be a lot of issues the same, but there may be a lot of issues different. And you really, so it's important to know that you have like a trained person working with, I guess, with the mentors and with each group or as a whole, or how does it work?
Correct.
Individually or as a group?
So there's individual conversations with the mentor, the child, and the parent on a monthly basis to make sure that sort of all aspects of the mentoring relationship are being taken care of. You know, obviously it starts with safety, child safety. Also making sure that, you know, the goals of the mentoring relationship, that they're working towards that. And then if there is additional training needs or supports that's needed, whether it's on the part of the volunteer, the child, or the parent, that case manager would kick in and find the training and or provide the training themselves.
There must be some issues the same and some issues different, right?
Yes. It's a very unique program to each individual child and family, right? So our kids are facing a wide range of different challenges and adversities in their life. And, you know, at different ages, at different times of the year, there's definitely new different things going on that need to be addressed. And so the flexibility and the individual nature of having that case manager that knows the mentoring relationship is huge to helping them, be successful and go on to achieve great things.
You're nodding your head. So you agree everyone has like different issues, but some are the same, but a lot are different, are individual?
Yes, and I also think it depends on the age of the little as well. So there are similar situations when it comes to like our high school littles, but they might be different for our littles that might be in elementary school.
Yeah, give me some examples.
A little that's in high school might be struggling with taking exams or moving on to the next grade due to lack of tutoring or help, especially with COVID. You know, they were online, so a lot of our kids were struggling with online learning, not passing because they wasn't getting that one-on-one interaction with teachers. So that was my main focus with my little, helping them just do better educational-wise.
Yeah, definitely. We didn't talk about that, but we will. COVID must have been a big setback for all of you and for this program. What did you do?
So the great thing about the one-to-one relationship is that they were able to evolve and be flexible pretty quickly. So they all went virtual during COVID. There was periods of time that the relationship was maintained through, playing games online, FaceTime calls, emails, text messages, and actually old-fashioned mail of sending letters and care packages and things to each other. So the relationships that existed were able to maintain and sort of flourish. But, you know, during a certain period of time, we had more of a waiting list. And to this day, we have more of a waiting list because as people got disconnected through COVID, everyone seems to have realized the importance of being connected and having someone in your corner.
So I just want to interrupt for a moment in case you just tuned in. You're listening to On Target with your host, Penny Wolfgang. And our guests today are with Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Erie, Niagara, and the Southern Tier. I want to fit all that in. And we're talking to Emily Mahoney, who is currently the CEO. I'm supposed to say that interim in September, but I don't know what that means. You're currently a CEO, interim, and then you're going to be the...
Great question. So I'm currently the
CEO. I'm just
CEO,
reading what they gave me.
And our current CEO is leaving in September, so I'll step in as an interim role of the CEO in September.
Okay. All right. And Summer is in the studio with us, and she is a big sister, and we're sharing her experiences. How many have you had more than one... You call it little sister.
Yes.
Have you had more than one?
Yes.
And were they different? I mean, you know, different ages, different problems, different issues?
Yes. So I've had littles as young as 13 and as old as 18. Different problems. So the older kids I worked with were looking for jobs, just trying to graduate, move on to the next grade. My littles also was having issues in school, but they were more so just, you know, needing someone to bond, someone to talk to that's not a parent, to feel more comfortable closer in age.
And what about the time commitment for a big sister or a big brother? Do they have to give you a certain amount of time? And they're volunteers. Or do they get paid?
They are volunteers, mm-hmm. and we ask for an initial commitment of about a year to work with a little, and it's a few times a month for a few hours that we ask you to see your little. But here's the thing. Our kids are so happy to have their mentor, and you can involve them in things that you would already be doing on your weekend, right? If you're going to take a run in Delaware Park, you can take them with you to run and or walk, depending on the little. If you're going to go to one of the wonderful festivals in Buffalo, you can bring your little with you to experience the festival alongside you. You know, a Bison's game, a football game. They really are excited to spend that quality time with you. And in, you know, just that time of, you know, taking them to new experiences, there is such quality conversation. So, you know, it's not just walking in the park. It's having that meaningful conversation about what's going on in school and how to support them. And, you know, it is really helping them to navigate, you know, the ups and downs of life that we all have.
Now, why am I guessing, I'm totally making this up, but why am I guessing that it's harder to get men to be mentors, big brothers, than it is to get the Summers of the world? Am I right?
Yes. I feel like most of the time men feel like they don't know if they can be a big brother. So I know from just doing some events with Big Brothers, Big Sisters that a lot of men will come up and say, I would love to be a mentor, but I'm not sure if I can, or I don't know if my schedule will work with the program. So I really think it's the unknown that men are worried about. And 9 times out of 10, they think like it's majority of girls on the waiting list than boys.
And that's not true?
No.
No, it's the opposite.
That's
so,
what I
to
thought.
Your point, it's harder to get men or male volunteers. And then the boys are more at a higher rate referred to us for services to get a mentor into the program.
Why do you think that is? I think that some of the reasons are why are men needed more? Boys need mentors more. Because they need a role model for a father or for a big brother? Is that probably the reason?
Yeah, I think there's a variety of reasons. I think a lot of people think of our program first. First of all, Big Brother is first, right?
In
our
name. It is, yeah.
Which probably has something to do with it. But, you know, I think there is definitely a lot of our kids are living with single-parent homes, and they're run by women. So it would be nice to have a male influence to guide them. So to Summer's comments, men maybe don't think they can be a mentor, but a lot of the people that are having those conversations at those events would be awesome mentors for a child. So I just, as we talk about this, if you're listening to this and you're thinking, oh, I've thought about it, I'm not sure if I can be a mentor, please reach out, because I guarantee, you know, there's value in talking more about what the program is and if you can really become a mentor and have a positive influence on a child.
The issues must be somewhat different that boys need have too, are they? You think they're somewhat different?
I guess it depends on the person and the situation and what the child needs. So I would say, because I do know there are some littles who grow up in a single father house, but for some reason the child and the father is disconnected, so they feel like maybe if we bring in someone who's not the dad, that they could get through the child better.
I think so. It's probably true. What didn't I cover that you're, you know, that you, that, well, the boss back here wanted us to talk about? Anything?
You know, I think we've covered most of it. It's just, you know, as a community, Buffalo and, you know, Erie, Niagara, Cattaraugus County, we are always a community that steps up and supports one another. And this program is just such a great way for you as an individual to gain a friend in your little, to give back and really help a child that just is looking for some added support, someone else in their corner, someone that can have conversations with them. If they're having a rough day at school, they can call them. And to Summer's point, it's not mom or dad. So sometimes I think we all can think back of those people that played that role in our life, right? That, you know, mom and dad can say something 17 times, but all of a sudden you have, you know, your big brother or your big sister that's saying it, and it rings different.
Do you have in the program, Kara may know the answer to this if she can, if you don't, do we have people who became, who were littles and then became mentors as they grew up themselves?
Absolutely. And that is some of our favorite type of bigs that come through. It's so cool to see how much this program has influenced the lives of people in our community. And often when they get old enough, they want to come back and sort of pass it along. So actually, our current board president was a little in the program. She moved on to be a big in the program. And obviously now she's the president of our board, Dr. Christine Farrell. So that's one story, but there's a lot of other stories of big sisters and big brothers that used to be littles in the program.
And do you get together, probably your CEO, or if not you, with other big brother, big sisters across the whole country or in New York State, or at least, and compare notes and talk about, you know, programs and issues?
Absolutely. So our national office does a great job of connecting all affiliates, but also like-size affiliates, so that we can share best practices about recruiting, serving the kids, you know, events, fundraising, all that type of stuff. And then in New York State, we're connected to all the affiliates to make sure that we're on the same page and working together.
Do you stay friends with, are you friends with the other bigs that do the same work you are, Summer?
Yes, the ones I meet, and I'm also still close with the littles I've had that graduated.
You keep in touch with them after? I was going to ask you that. Yeah. Do you have good stories, like success stories from them?
Yes. So I had one little who's very introverted. She didn't have many friends. She didn't like being outside. She was struggling in school, and it was nice to see her create her own lip gloss line. She got her grades up. She ended up finding employment, and she started going out more. So it was nice to see that. And she taught me how she made her lip gloss, the gradient she used, how she got the different flavors and colors. So it was really nice that not only was I there to help her, but she taught me something as well.
Well, where are they? Why didn't you bring us some? Oh. And next time you come, next time you come, we want to see how it worked out. Okay, all right. So let's tell our listeners again a couple of ways that they can help. You need volunteers, obviously. If someone is interested in becoming a big, what is their first step?
So you can either call us at 716-873-5833, or you can go to biggertogether.org, and you can submit an inquiry to become a volunteer and learn more about the program.
And what are some of the questions? It says, Summer told me that there's like a questionnaire.
Yes.
What are some of the types of questions that you're looking for that people need to know?
So it just asks pretty much like, why do you want to be a volunteer? And then it asks you like questions in regards like what type of little would you feel like best suits you, and what can you offer the little.
Mm-hmm. What's some of the answers to that, like what do you mean, what type, age, what age?
Yep,
for example,
so age, yeah. Ethnicity, race, demographic, background, the location that they live, the area they live in.
That's an important question. I just realized, because you know, you're in all these areas, so you need to get people from Erie to help in Erie, plus the fact that you want people to be in, like, you know, close enough that they might not have transportation, for example. So you want somebody in their immediate vicinity, right?
Correct. So when we're talking to a volunteer, we want to make sure that they're comfortable going, you know, driving the distance to pick up their little. You know, ultimately, the better we can get to know a volunteer as well as a child and a family up front, the longer the mentoring relationship lasts and the more positive outcomes. So we work really hard to get to know, you know, who you are, why you came to the program, experiences you might like to share with the little. Like, you know, you don't want to maybe put like a sports fanatic little with a big that's more interested in some of the more, you know, cultural
arts or
yeah. So we try to do a good job of making sure that, at least on paper, it seems like the volunteer would work well with the child as well as the parent guardian, because the parent guardian is a huge part of the relationship as well in supporting and, you know, obviously if it's a child.
Yeah. You mentioned that, and also they must be willing to go along, right? And wanting this relationship.
Correct. Yeah. So everything is voluntary. So even the children that come to us through maybe a court system, they have to want to have a mentor, as does their parent. You know, we're starting off on the right foot. We're giving you support as you move forward. And, you know, because of that, our mentoring relationships have great outcomes. Our children show up to school more. They're more engaged in school. They have a better sense of the future. To Summer's example, you know, they're starting businesses.
And we want that lip gloss.
I know. I was thinking, oh, you should have brought us a sample.
And you said in different flavors, too.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much, everyone. Thank you so much for coming to On Target and talking to us. And we hope that some of our listeners will contact you for either that we'd like to be a little or we'd like to be a big brother, and especially brothers. We're looking for you, big brothers. Thanks for joining us today, and thank you for listening to On Target. We'll talk to you again next week. Have a good week, and bye now.
You've been listening to On Target with Penny Wolfgang, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York and our community. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Penny Wolfgang at 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.